1320 WILS, talking with the East Lansing Council candidates this week as we approach rapidly the election here. There are six candidates for three positions. One incumbent who would like to retain the seat. He's also the mayor of East Lansing at this time. Two other council members have decided to not go forward, and that's opened the door for a number of candidates this week. And one of them is Shanna Draheim. She is an environmental and community planning consultant, more than 20 years of experience working on public policy issues for both federal and state agencies and the private sector as well. She grew up in Southern California. Don't hold that against her. Before attending and graduating from MSU, she also has a master's in environmental planning from our good friends down in Bloomington, Indiana at IU. She's married, three kids. They attend school in EL, and she lives in Chesterfield Hills, which, fair disclosure, I lived there too once with my wife and young son. Pretty cool neighborhood.
That's great.
Overall, so Shanna, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
Thank you
it.
For being here, coming in. What makes you, in your mind, uniquely suited to take a spot, if elected by the citizens of East Lansing, on this council?
Yeah, I think that I bring a set of expertise to this position that is unique. I have a public policy, as you mentioned. I'm a public policy consultant. I worked for over 20 years with federal, state agencies. And in my current role as a consultant, I do a lot of work with local communities as well. So I have a lot of expertise dealing with thorny public policy issues, mm-hmm. bringing people together around some of those, people often with very disparate interests.
Are you a wonk? Are you a little wonk?
I'm a little bit of a wonk, sure.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
I'm a little bit of a wonk.
That's a term of endearment,
yeah,
right?
No, it's absolutely. We absolutely say it. I graduated at MSU from James Madison College, and we're pretty self-proclaimed wonks. And so, yeah, a little bit of a wonk, but a wonk with some people skills. That's what I like to say.
That's an important factor, too, because
it is.
You've got to have some consensus building going on.
Not
in producing a policy paper, that doesn't always take place, so you've got to blend the two, right?
Absolutely, and I do a lot of that. I bring a lot of people. I do a lot of facilitation and a lot of work with groups to, you know, look at data and look at sort of the wonky side, but then how can we reach some consensus on issues? How can we, you know, bat these issues around and come to some kind of agreement? So that kind of people and facilitation skills is very critical, I think.
You've got some endorsement here.
I do.
With the chamber. So so your position on development, is it fair to say that Shanna Draheim is pro-business and pro-development?
I am certainly supportive of business and development. I sort of shy away from that term of sort of, it sounds so pro-development, it gets used, I think, sometimes the wrong way, but I'm absolutely supportive of redeveloping our downtown and supporting our businesses there, both local businesses. I'd love to see the city continue to try to support local businesses downtown and provide that kind of a business environment in our downtown. So yes, absolutely.
Has the city done the right things in the last recent years to do that? There's been controversy, and we'll get into more of that in just a bit. But by and large and broadly, in your opinion, has the city been doing the right things?
I think the city has tried to do quite a bit on that front. I think we can do more. I mean, I think there's some examples that we've partnered with the university, for example, on like the tick on the incubator trying to bring in, you know, Jackson National Life. There's now the new MSU Credit Union folks are going to be doing some training down there. So I think examples like that are great, and I'd love to see more of that happen. I think one of the issues in our downtown is because downtown development anywhere is always a bit more expensive from a rent perspective. You often get, you know, a preponderance of chains and things like that. It's harder for small businesses to make that. So I'd love to look at some creative solutions. What are other communities doing to try to help local businesses stay afloat and come into downtown? How can we support our entrepreneurs? How can we get some of our MSU students to graduate and stay and start businesses and work in East Lansing? So those are some things I'd like to focus on.
And that staying around part is important as their priorities change.
Absolutely.
East Lansing has become, in the last decade, primarily the last decade, kind of a mid-rise downtown city. In that case, it starts mirroring more of an Ann Arbor. Is that the right approach in your mind?
I think it is, downtown in particular. People often say...
From
a density standpoint. Right. You know, do I think we are going to be as big as Ann Arbor? No, I don't think that's really what our community wants. We are a much smaller city, but I think coming to that sort of mid-rise and in some cases even a little bit high-rise and getting some of that density, I think it's the right call for our downtown. I think it's going to provide some of the amenities that we're all looking for. I think it's a great way to expand our tax base. So yeah, I'm in support of that.
How do you balance the what's gone on with, there's been a lot of controversy over the City Center project,
sure.
Grand River and Abbott. It is blighted. It's not pretty.
No.
And everybody, you can't avoid it.
Nope.
Visitors to town, there it is. Welcome to town. It's been a decade in the making. How do you balance putting a lot of eggs in that basket versus the neighborhoods, which are part and parcel the way that East Lansing residents kind of define themselves by their neighborhoods?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our neighborhoods.
And their schools.
And their schools, right. Yes. Our neighborhoods. I mean, most of us move here. You know, we moved back here 11 years ago. And, you know, what's the first thing you do? You're driving through the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. You're picking your charming neighborhoods. Oh, I like the style. The school's here. So I think it's... It tends to be first and foremost. But in my mind, I think these things are very interrelated. I think for us to have the available revenue to be investing in our neighborhoods, in our roads, in our sidewalks, our trees, our parks, we need to have dense development downtown that helps with that tax base. So to me, they're very related. And I think having a strong downtown that makes us an attractive place to visit and live is what keeps people moving into our neighborhoods and staying. So our neighborhoods are wonderful, and they need to be continually invested in. People, we have great services in our city, and people really demand and expect those, and that has to continue. So I see those as being very related.
Is this a you look at the six candidates that you're up against here for council? Is it fair to say that this is a pretty good group of people?
Yeah.
And it not only is it competitive, but it's very strong.
Yeah.
The voters have choice,
yeah.
But they have strong choices to pick from. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's very fair. I think you know, all six of us bring bring some unique things, but you know, all six have, you know, are smart and bright people. I think we're people who are engaged in our community. And you know, I say to people all the time, like, nobody would do this. Nobody would put themselves through the paces of a campaign if they weren't really dedicated to the betterment of their city. So yeah, I think it is.
The finances have been talked a little bit about with this campaign. It's a very expensive campaign. Some candidates have, you know, clearly outspent others. Is there inherent fairness, or is it just the way, in your mind, is that just the way it goes?
I think it's probably the way it goes. I mean, I think, you know, there are, yeah, they have been raised, and certainly, you know, in a race like this where you have one incumbent and then you essentially have two incumbents, right? I mean, so Mark Meadows has run before
well
and has a lot of name recognition. So I think for the rest of us to, you know, get our names out there, we've felt the need to spend a little bit more. I know I certainly have. Just, you know, the very traditional campaign stuff, though, mailers and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I think it's probably part and parcel of it.
Is it fair to say that a person needs to have, coming on council, a coherent long-term vision for the city, or is it better to say, yeah, I have a vision, but I'm very flexible because I'm working with a lot of different elements here? What's more important, having the strong vision or flexibility?
Well, I think I bring a strong vision, but I think you absolutely have to have that flexibility. I mean, number one, any person who's elected to this has got, you know, four other council members that they're going to be working with who probably have various, you know, versions of that vision as well. So I think it's important, you know, when I work with people in my job, I always say, you know, we start first with a vision. Where are we going? What are we driving towards? And so I want to bring that, and I want to hopefully help engage people to see, you know, is this vision the right one? Where should it be going? How should we be tweaking it? So I think it's probably a little of both. I think you have to have that flexibility, though. I mean, we're a diverse community in terms of viewpoints and the way we view our city. So I think you have to come into it with that. But I think you definitely need to be able to bring that vision. I think we need to be driving towards something and not just sort of being reactive on, you know, what do we want to do? Right. What do we want with our downtown? How do we want to invest in our neighborhoods? I think you have to have that vision.
Shanna Draheim would like your vote on November 3rd. Shanna, we appreciate you coming in here and talking with the voters.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And you are welcome. More coming up here as we will continue those discussions this week and all through the week. East Lansing City Council, the focus now on 1320 WILS.